Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
You good?
Yum.
Don't know why I said yum to
yum.
You.
Yum. Yummy. Oh. Oh, so yummy.
Are you, oh, is it tea or is it just hot water?
It's.
I had hot water with lemon the other day.
You honestly, did?
Yeah. It was kind of nice.
I don't like water with lemon.
Well, I read that it's good for your digestive.
It is. Digestion. I understand the purposes of it, but it feels like you're pretending to be lemonade, but you're also pretending to be water, like be one or the other.
I get it. I love a fruit vegetable infused water. I don't know why. When people put like cucumbers in water, I'm like, okay, yeah.
I like cucumber water.
Or like a fruit.
Cucumberade. You know what I mean?
True.
There is lemonade.
Well, you're a big lemonade bitch.
I love lemonade.
I know. I can't get behind lemonade the way you do.
Mm.
I don't know why. There's too much sugar, I think.
I stay behind lemonade.
It's really like...
I put lemonade over a table and I make it call me daddy.
I was going to say it was really citrusy, but I couldn't... I wanted to say citrusy.
So well, we were both headed there, weren't we?
That's why I was like, well, we here sure we are.
We made it.
Oh, what's up, everyone?
Hello.
It's a chilly winter day here in Ohio.
And I'm a sick bitch.
So cold.
We stay getting fucking sick.
For all you sick bitches out there. Kind of. I mean, with the theme of the episode. But
truly. Oh, my fuck. You guys asked for it. And then also you provided. And you guys are fucking sick. I love it.
Ew.
When I tell you these stories... I didn't even get through.
Are they going to make me pee?
Yeah, kind of, maybe. I don't know. They're kind of fun, though. It was good. I will say, though, that I didn't even skip over that many. Like, there's sometimes I read a story and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to read that one on the podcast for whatever reason.
Yes.
Almost everyone I read, I added. Like, it was like, okay.
I feel like there are certain.
I like it.
There are certain writing prompts that are just like, this was made for this type of storytelling. And I feel like that's disgusting.
And let me tell you something. It might not be your thing. So if you have any kind of qualms about puke, pee, shit, vomit, blood of all kinds, blood not so much, but there's like one thing that could like border
adjacent.
On it. Yeah. So, I mean, this is your warning now.
Yeah.
all the people who sent our last episode to their therapist. If you're still listening, therapist, this is your warning.
Yeah.
That was a special episode. Well,
I don't know. We did a lot of cut work in the first 15 minutes.
If you got through the first 15 minutes of last episode, I feel like you can do this one.
That's what I was going to say. We were trying to weed people out with all of the cuntness of the beginning of the last episode. So
if you got through that, you can power through this. Easy.
Yeah,
easy
first
peasy.
You go
because
through the cunt.
They're not just gross. Don't finish where you're going with that.
Well, and then you
got to get to the...
I don't know where you thought I was going, but go ahead and finish.
Butthole.
Okay. That's where we're finished. That is where many finish. Well, no. I've never had anyone finish in the butthole.
Okay.
I've never had anyone finish.
Okay.
I've never had anyone... Knock, knock, who's there at the butthole? I've never had anyone set forward male there. There's never been any... Actually, it is... There's never been any attempts made
just
at the
wrong
butthole.
Address.
Yes.
Didn't mean to... Sorry.
That's not
Thought
for
I
me.
Was somewhere else.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Redirect.
Yeah. So, but also, I encourage you, if you can get through those things, to
finish in the butthole, everybody. Like Jesus ass. Like Jesus' ass. That's not what I meant. Jesus asks. I have some sinus drainage, and so my words, my what's that called?
Language.
Enunciation is not great.
My enunciation is not great.
I'm like one of the people in Alice in Wonderland. At the Mad Hatter tea party.
Oh my god, is it the Mad Hatter? That was him, right?
I am the Mad. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all mad here.
Yep.
And also me. We're all fucking foul.
I'm mad also.
Just I was surprised that there wasn't more like I don't know. I actually don't know because like I said, I didn't even get to read. We're going to have to do more of these because I didn't get to read, but there weren't a lot of like sickness like you're talking, like head coldy.
Yeah.
Which I was like, there are gross things there, but the sicknesses that
like
we talked
about. Like my story
from
LA that I never got to tell.
Yeah.
Because I've been saving it for this.
Oh, well, welcome. But hold on before you do. We have other things to discuss.
We do have
first.
Other things.
Here's the deal, everyone. Florida, what the fuck? No, okay.
I'm
We're going
curious.
On tour. I know you know. I know we've talked about it.
Yes.
But it's exciting because it's happening. I mean, honestly, shockingly kind of soon.
I know. Whenever
it's creeping up on us.
Whenever I was making the announcement for Florida, I was like, oh my God, that's also in February?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought there was like an extra
Next
month.
Next month? No.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yes.
So here's the deal. We already have two sold out shows.
Yes.
Which is fucking bananas.
What's up, Columbus and Minneapolis?
You
showing
guys
out
showed
Midwest?
Up. Yes. They were like, we get it. We get your style.
And you
we're
know
here
what?
With you.
Here's your reward, Midwest. We're going to come to another place. Nashville. You want to hang out? Maybe.
You
Nashville. You want to hang out March 7th?
Nashville.
Because you can at Zany's.
We told you that if you showed up, that we would start adding more places. And guess what? It's happening. Nashville, we're coming.
Yes.
We
so if you guys
coming.
Don't want to get beat up by Boston
yeah.
or beat up by DC and New York, you guys better sell out these shows so that we can go there as well.
Florida. No, I'm just
well,
kidding. Florida, if you don't, whatever. We're just going to be really intimate.
I just
in
saw
a big place.
I just saw something that was like the Florida venues are 21 and over.
Mm.
So part of me wonders if that is like the hang up. For people. Ugh,
that's frustrating.
So I might
trust me whenever you guys message us and you're like, I'm frustrated, so are we.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an us.
And I'll say something
that's definitely
to someone,
not for us.
It might be a situation where maybe we wink wink nudge nudge someone there and we're like, hey girly pop, can you maybe let some of our besties who aren't 21 in?
Yeah. But hey, well, let me tell you a secret. This is what I heard from somebody who did this. And maybe the
don't
venues
tell the
get,
venues. Don't tell the venues.
Don't tell
They're
the venues
who
told you.
Us.
Don't you fucking do it. But that is a venue rule a lot of times. And the reason why is because they want to sell. They have a 2-drink minimum. So
yes.
They want to make money for the venue, not just for the show.
I get it. Of course. So they can afford to keep bringing people back in. It's
exactly.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Exactly. We all work together. And
we are but the tiny fish that feed off the whale's back.
It's true. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I've heard from other people who were able to get in at our last show that that they just called the venue and were like, we'll make sure that we order drinks and food.
Yes.
To kind of like offset that cost. So I don't know. I can't promise you that that will happen because
we don't
even talk directly to these venues. Like we have no relationship with them.
We got no pull is what we're saying.
No. But it's also not our fault. Please don't yell at us. If we can, if we get good show numbers.
Yep.
The hope is that we start moving to theaters and then there will be no age restrictions, any kind of thing. So
you can bring your 5-year-old if you want.
I wouldn't.
But... I surely wouldn't.
I wouldn't, but I mean, we can't tell you no.
I'm not bringing mine is what I'm saying.
Corey was like, do you think I should bring Sawyer? And I was like, why would you fucking do that?
No.
He's like, no, just to hang out backstage. And I was like, why would you do that?
Why would you make my life miserable?
No,
don't do that.
I don't want to be a mom that time. I'm trying to be
Sawyer.
A performer.
I love Sawyer. However, you would be so distracted mentally knowing that she's backstage.
I would have the mommy instincts tingling in my
yeah,
you know.
And it would really piss me off. And I hate when you have mommy instincts.
Oh my God, same. No, I like my daddy instincts.
Yeah, same.
Hey.
Same.
Here's the thing. I got you a Christmas present and I got it for you a while ago and Jerry did kind of ruin it.
Here's something about me, guys.
It. How she guessed it, I have no idea.
Sierra doesn't know. Like she thinks she knows, but she doesn't know. You cannot give me. You know how they're like, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile?
Yeah.
Don't even give me a millimeter.
I gave you like, not even to her directly. We were going to the place we always eat before we record. And I was just like saying that it could be this thing. And she knew immediately. I was talking to the waitresses.
I was like, this
isn't even supposed to be about you, bitch. What the fuck?
All she said is that it's just unhinged enough. Mm-hmm. That's all she said. And the server who we're friends with was like, I have questions about this one and this one specifically. And I immediately went, that better be a slutty bird calendar. I know that better be a slutty bird calendar.
And that's exactly what it is.
Extremely accurate birds.
But they're, well, so they all have top halves of birds, but the legs are human legs.
In very seductive positions.
We will post pictures, by the way. Everybody's been asking of the shirts that you got us. And then we'll post some of these because I did get it on TikTok shop. But if you're looking at the video now, you can kind of see this one is, I think, on a tree like it's a pole.
Yes. And I'm going to read you one of these because the blurb about the birds is also
kind of funny,
intentionally, but shouldn't be. Sexual.
Yes, this is our new office calendar, everybody.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
But I did save this because I was like,
she was like, I fucking saw it on TikTok.
I
have it
this,
saved.
Or I wanted to gift it to you.
It's so good.
I want to get one of these tattoos.
Yes. Barbed wire. Okay, everybody.
I'm going to read you guys June. Here's this beautiful, beautiful wild canary. Seductively laying on a bird bath.
Mm-hmm.
Nicknamed as the wild canary. Oh, I'm blocking my full face. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? You don't care. The American goldfinch certainly knows how to put on a show. Shifting color changes throughout the season with their diet. The breeding male goldfinch blossoms like a flower in the summer.
Mm.
Some days, the traveling bouquet of titillating yellow goldfinches at my bird bath overwhelms my senses completely. As a result, I bet this is so much more central with my snot. As a result, there are some gaps in my observation of their anatomy. The illustration above is my... is my closest approximation of their beautiful summer breeding plumage in its fullest and most accurate form with the legs. What I wouldn't give to have a brilliantly, that's a very hard word to say.
It really is.
Especially when you're congested because it's in
brilliantly.
The
brilliantly. Yeah.
Brilliantly yellow wild canary perched on my shoulder to get a closer look.
Ooh.
Saucy.
That one's probably my favorite. The seagull might be my favorite of
all. A large, aggressive, and imposing seabird, the American herring gull is considered a prolific subspecies of its European counterpart.
Is that a heron?
Herring, yeah.
I wanted to see if there was a heron. I didn't even look through all these, so I did want to see if there was a heron.
I think that there's an
getting intimate. They have butts, too, by the way.
They do have butts.
So funny to me. And like I said, it was just the owl. That's a good one.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Hell yeah.
So the author is Tommy Siegel, I think. New York cartoonist, animator, and singer-songwriter, guitarist with his band Jukebox the Ghost, alongside his solo musical endeavors, and more recently an avid bird and bird illustrator. So,
Siegel as in S-I-E-G-E-L, not Seagull.
Not Seagull.
Like, yeah.
Like Seagull.
Seagull.
Anyways, that's for it. The Office. Accurate birds with their asses out. There's nothing I love more than a birdie with its butt out.
We love it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, Lucy's going to be pissed.
Yeah, sorry, Lucy.
I blocked her face.
You're right under
this
the tits. Tits and ass.
I don't know.
It's fine. It can just lean today.
Okay.
So I texted you today and you didn't get it. So I'm telling you right now, okay. I texted you.
Because I just looked at my phone and I was like, it didn't go through. Weird.
It didn't?
No, I don't have it at all.
Who the fuck did I send it to?
I just looked and I was like, did I miss it? Oh, nope. I did get it. Fuck.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Okay. So, well, I double texted you. Sometimes I'd be double texting people and they only see the one, the most recent one. Anyway, I had a dream last night. You were in it.
Oh, and you were in mine last night. Weird.
My brain was trying to use you to trick me.
Oh my God. I hate when people's brains do that with me. I'm so used.
I was sleeping, obviously, but in the dream, I was at a college.
Okay.
And when I was like in the dorms, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And so I walked to the bathrooms and I remember thinking, I fucking hate it when I'm sleeping and I go to the bathroom in my dream and I can't because whatever I'm supposed to use is disgusting or it's like locked or there's someone in it. Oh, yeah. Like my brain will create like the most disgusting, like, unappetizing is the word that I want to use, but that feels like the wrong word.
What kind of
setting
toilet is
for me to use? Because it's like, don't pee here. No. Because I don't want you to pee your bed.
Wow, your brain really does some mental gymnastic while you're sleeping.
It does.
That's crazy.
So I go in here into this bathroom and I was like, I fucking hate when I'm sleeping. And it creates this illusion like I could go to the bathroom, but I can't because whatever is just like gross or like I don't want to use that as a toilet.
Yeah.
But luckily I'm not asleep and so I can use this because I was convinced I was awake.
Oh.
First I was awake. I was petrified. I don't know why that
was. Thinking
like,
I could use this toilet for my pee pee inside. I don't know where I was going.
Okay. So.
Hey, question though.
Yes.
So you were gaslighting your own dream self?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Just trying to figure out what's going on here. So your brain was really working to be like, no, we can go here. It's not even that bad. Relax. We'll go here.
In my sleep, I thought I was awake.
Yes.
And I said to myself, I hate when I'm asleep because normally the bathrooms that I go to are gross and I can't use them. But luckily I'm awake and these bathrooms are fine.
Oh,
and
so I walk sleep in. You was gaslighting you.
Yes.
Because it was like, you're awake right now, girl.
Yes. So
do
I walk
it.
In.
Piss yourself.
And there's like, it's a communal bathroom, which is what I had in my second dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were rows of showers and then there were rows of toilets.
Interesting.
So I walked past where all of the showers were and where all the sinks were. And then I look, and instead of toilets, there are rows of chairs with purses on them.
Okay.
And you had to pee into the purse.
That's not
sanitary.
And
I was like, hey, I don't think this is right. And they're like, what do you mean?
Setting alarm bells off in that subconscious.
Yes. And so I start to think like, that's suspicious. That's weird.
Yep.
What do you mean I got to pee in a purse? And so I go over and
I look. You
better
have a motherfucking tote bag because this bladder is full.
I said, can I? I was like, full, fine. Fuck it. I'll just use this one because it's the closest. But like there were other people peeing in the bags.
Oh,
but like.
Absolutely not.
But the way that it was almost like a urinal situation where I was like, I don't want to be like right next to you while you're peeing. So I was trying to find an appropriate distance from this person.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then also there were books at every single chair station. So I was like, okay, well, what reading would I like?
Oh, you get to read while you piss,
I guess. And okay. But they also told me, like, hey, actually, you can't just pick anyone. You're assigned to one. And I was like, what do you mean I'm assigned to one?
Wait, who's telling you this?
The bathroom person.
Attendant?
Yes, the bathroom attendant, who's like a nurse. It was like a hospital setting.
Okay, but in a dorm area.
Yes.
Okay. Dreams are so fucked.
Dude.
And it's funny because when you're in it, you don't even question it. You're like, this is right.
Well, yes. I'm questioning it. Okay. I'm starting to be like, hey, what the fuck is happening?
Do you know what that means? I think that means
I can lucid dream.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I question myself in my dreams all the time. I remember the last time I did it, I was pregnant and I'm out at a bar and I'm drinking with my ex-boyfriend. Yep. Like, it was like a memory almost. And then I remember, like, record scratch. And I was like,
wait,
I am pregnant. I can't be drinking right now. And I was like, and I'm not even with.
And also,
you shouldn't be here at all. What yep. the fuck? It was so weird. It was just like, da 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 da, going through it. And then there was like a peek through uh-huh. of my consciousness that was like, babe, this uh-huh. isn't right. Uh-huh. Get out.
Well, you
okay,
then
I'm
come
here.
In as I'm like, well, I don't want this book at this one that's been assigned to me. I want this book over here. And I also don't want to be this close to this person. I find it weird that all of a sudden I have to pee and this person has to pee at the exact same time and we're assigned right next to each other. That feels weird.
It feels like you're doing that on purpose. You fucking creep.
Then you come
attendant.
In and you're like, oh, hey, you found your book. And I was like...
Like, I've been orchestrating it.
Well, no, like, you're like, yeah, we pee in purses. Like, what is your problem? Like, we do this all the time.
Okay, but in real life, how much would that be me?
For sure. Like, for
anytime
sure.
there's something that normal people would question, if I'm told that's how it's done, I'm like, this is how it's done, baby. What
yes,
are you talking about?
That's
this is fine.
100% how you walked in. And I was like, Sierra, you don't think this is fucking weird? And you were like, no, this is what it is. And
there's
I'm like,
pee in purses here.
You were like, are you done? Like, do you want to head back? And I was like, I don't think I've peed yet. There's all of these purses are still empty. Like, unless someone came by and took it real fast, I don't think I peed yet. And you were like, oh my God, you gotta pee in these purses. Like, that is the thing. And then this guy comes in, very military.
Oh, scary.
Okay.
Immediately.
And he's
I'm on
like,
edge.
Hey, we're gonna need you guys. There's an issue. And I'm like, what?
What?
We got to go somewhere? And they're like, yeah, you're needed. And for some reason, I was like, okay, I do think I have to go with this person.
I haven't pissed yet, but it's fine.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, I do have to pee. I don't feel like wherever we're going that I'm going to be able to make it. I have to pee. And you go, you know what? And I said, but I'm not going to go in one of these bags because I find it suspicious that I'm peeing in a purse. And you said, you know what? The stall's open. And I was like, there's a fucking stall? And you go, yeah. You go over.
I've been living in there.
There's a stall, but it is like 4 feet off the ground. And so you are now on the stall and you're opening the door and you're like, here it is, girl. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to get up there? And you go, I'll help you. I've done it before. So you come over. And now,
this is so what I would do then.
My pants are around my knees, and I'm wearing like a bodysuit, so it's snapped in my crotch area, but my ass is hanging out. Okay,
the amount of times, honestly, in real life, that drunk friends of mine
that this could have been it
have had bodysuit issues at the bar, and I was like, baby, you gotta, I know you look snatched and you look great, but you have to stop wearing that because your onesie is hanging out at the bar. You didn't clip that shit.
Well, I was
and then
clipped.
I have to tuck it under their ass. God,
I was clipped
it.
In my ass. I go, hey, my ass looks fantastic right now. I'm aware of it, but I need you
who has to- doesn't matter.
He's saying it. I need you to focus and lift me up so I can pee. And so
with
you
your
are
pants down.
My pants were at my knees because I was ready. I didn't know how I was going to get them down if I was already up there. So now you're trying to lift me up. And another guy comes over and he was like, I'll help you. And I was like,
sir, I don't
okay.
want you here. Oh, now, you accepted.
It's basically, have you ever seen Lilo and Stitch? Mm. Okay.
Have I?
It's basically
wiki, wiki, my Loki, Loki.
It's basically the guy with the glasses.
Bubbles.
Is that his name?
Is the CIA guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Bubbles. So it's the CIA guy, but also the guy who's supposed to find Stitch, who's really buff.
The alien?
The alien. But imagine if he was a white man.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Bubbles and that guy is a white man. Okay.
Not
and
an
so
alien.
They're standing next to each other. The guy who's the alien, but now he's a white man, kind of buff guy, military man. He's just standing there.
Sure.
Bubbles is like, I'll help you get her up. And I was like, Bubbles, stop staring at my perfect ass right now. You guys lift woman. Me up. And then military guy looks at Bubbles and he was like, do you want to ride with us as well? And he was like, yeah, I might as well. And I go, wait a minute. You two don't know each other. How are you about to get in a car with him when you don't know each other?
But Jerry.
You work. Hey, Bubbles, you work here. You're the bathroom guy. You're the person who lifts me up into this stall. This
Who's
man.
This man?
This man is my military, apparently, co-worker. Why are you guys going to get in a car together if you don't know each other? Where do you, you're on call here, Bubbles. Where are you going? And then they look at me and I go, this is a dream, isn't it? And they're like, fuck, she caught us. And I was like, I'm not fucking peeing in this stall.
And then I wake up and pee in real life. Like, I don't need you to hold me.
And then I woke up and my first thought was, I gotta tell Zier.
That was fucking
because
wild.
I was in my dream was doing all it could to convince me.
To alert you that this isn't fucking right.
But it didn't. What's weird is it didn't do its usual, I'm going to make the bathroom really disgusting so she doesn't want to use it.
Like I'm going to be really confused.
Yes, I'm going to make it just strange and difficult for her to want to rather than disgusting, I don't want to.
That's really funny.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Wait, I was like, hey, me trying to fuck with me in here, I'll have none of it.
No, not at all. I'm back there like, come on, just piss on these guys' shoulders. It's fine.
My ass, though, was lift you up. So beautiful.
Your ass?
Yeah.
I was in
like,
the dream?
Yeah, I was like, don't try and distract me with a beautiful ass.
My ass is me? Either phenomenal or just the most hideous ass I've ever seen. Just the most, it's like one of, and I think that says a lot about my inner
self. For sure.
Because I'm either a goddess.
Yep.
Or I am a fucking swamp creature.
There's no middle.
Never There's a no middle. Middle. Never am I just average to myself.
Yep.
I am always like, goddamn, Sierra, you are a fucking glowing goddess. Or I'm like, who let you out in daylight, you fucking creature? Yeah. You fucking monster. Well, go back inside.
That was me. I was like, hey, I get it. This is the most delicious, beautiful apple bottom you've ever seen in your life. Please focus because it has to pee.
The ass has to pee. But what about the
forest thing?
Okay, because I just looked it up and I was like, I know there was a second part.
Second thing. Mm-hmm. So
wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Newly with our audience, because Newly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Newly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Newly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Newly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com. Newly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Both of my kids slept through the night.
Mm.
Forrest went to bed at like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
P.M.?
Yeah. He didn't get up until 7:30.
Wow. He needed that.
He needed that fucking sleep,
yeah,
dude.
He did. He's been having a rough time.
Yes. Ollie also slept in his own room. Shane's been sleeping in the basement so he doesn't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mosby had the whole bed to ourselves.
Oh.
We were just cuddling.
We were having weird puddle, fucking dreams.
Having weird dreams. So anyway, Forrest gets up and I am like, hey, do you want to go watch Bluey in my bed? And mm-hmm. he was like, I do. But I think he first took a bath. He definitely got in the bath, I think, this morning.
Okay.
It was a bit of a blur, okay? So he gets out of the bath and he's like, I'm kind of cold. And I was like, let me put your pajamas on. And yeah. he has these tiger footy pajamas.
There's nothing I love more than a toddler in footy pajamas.
First of all,
it's so cute.
First of all, it's a 3T and he's outgrowing it.
Yeah.
It's a little tight, but he was so cozy. So I don't know if you guys know this. I think I wore it in one of the episodes, but I have a matching like tiger like sweater and like pants.
Yes. Yes.
So I say to Forrest, should I put on my tiger pajamas with you? And he kind of pauses and he goes, what'd you say? And I said, should I put on my tiger pajamas? And he goes, no, daddy. And I said, what? And he goes, what did daddy say? And I said, daddy's downstairs. And he said, no, daddy said no. And I said, daddy's, he starts climbing on the bed, convinced Shane is on the bed. So I asked a yes or no question. Should I put these pajamas on? And Forrest heard a man say no. Is that not insane?
Ew, that's fucking weird. That man is like, we've seen enough of those fucking pajamas. You're an adult woman.
He was like, no, nobody fucking cares. Don't put those on.
Isn't there like a man that used to stay in your house? Or not stay, but like who lived there?
Yes, he did
and
live
he
there.
Died.
He did die. He didn't die in the house, though.
No, but still. Yeah, maybe he just thinks that's still his house.
Oh, what? And he's back and now he wants to, like, police my clothing?
Honestly?
Fuck that.
Boomers? Hi.
Fuck that.
I would say that they
don't tell
they
me what I can and can't wear.
Police our bodies. Sorry, boomers, if you're listening. I don't want to make you upset.
Okay. But you know what? We're going to fight you for what you did to Gen X.
Yeah.
We got you, Gen X.
Yeah, we do.
Got you.
We do. We do. We do. We do.
Isn't that fucking weird?
That's very weird.
He thought Shane said no.
That's wild.
And so now I'm convinced like that my kid can
hear ghosts.
Yeah.
And they probably can.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're as much
anyway,
as I've what I've heard is that they're closer to the spirit.
Yes.
Realm.
Yes. The veil is thinner.
Yeah.
If we have any witchy people and I said that story and you like heard something in your head, saw something or you're getting like some kind of a feeling, let me know.
Yeah, 100%.
What's that about? What's up with that? Because I also did have a dream and I feel a little bit weird about it because grandma was in it. Oh. I don't often have dreams. She said something kind of funny to me, though. I don't often have dreams about my grandmothers.
I actually think that I had a dream of her recently, too.
It was like 2 nights ago.
That's weird.
So there was like a big picnic next door, which is where we always had family get togethers for my mom's side of the family. And my grandma and grandpa, who are both deceased, were there. And my uncle was having like a stroke or like a heart attack. Like he was exhibiting like some symptoms. And this uncle has previously had to have heart surgery like in real life.
It's not on our side together.
Correct.
Okay. I was like,
so
really?
I was like,
fuck? Okay,
nervous that something was going to happen to him because I had this dream of him having this happen and also his deceased parents being there.
Mm.
But also, grandma was there. And
oh, those grandparents plus grandma.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
So grandma was there too, and she was up in my childhood bedroom. And she was just standing there and laughing.
Mm.
And I said, I can't tell you how good it is to see your face.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how good it is to talk to you because normally when you visit in my dreams, I don't get to talk to you and it's not for very long. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, that's because I'm off visiting more important places like Italy and Germany.
As you fucking should, grandma. You
fucking and she work, started bitch. Laughing and I was like, you would. You yeah. absolutely would yeah, be like, would. Hey, what am I going to come visit you for? I spent my whole life with you. I'm going to fucking Italy.
I can go anywhere. Yeah, you think I'm going to hang out with you people?
Right. But I also thought about when we mentioned like her being on the sweatshirt and how cool it would be the fact that like
she got to travel.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was my subconscious, but I like to think it was her.
Just I have for my had own. A couple dreams where it was like, I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast, but I'm not sure. But the last one I can remember that was like, I felt it was very clearly a visit from somebody who had passed was from my aunt. And I remember the dream was dreaming, right? Yep. Okay, and you know, and then it was like
you're
all
pissing
of
in purses.
this unhinged shit is happening. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we were in my old house in the fireplace area. And I was downstairs and it was like the dream wasn't a dream. Like all that cloudiness that you see when you're dreaming was gone. It was just very clear. And she was standing there.
You see clouds?
Well, no, it just looks foggy.
Oh, okay.
It looks like I'm not clear. It's not clearly.
Like the edges are kind of like.
Yes, blurred. Yeah.
Yes.
Everything became like crystal clear. Like I was I'm looking at you right now. And I see her standing there because there was a lot of people in the room. And it was like everybody went away. It was just her. And I looked at her and I was like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And she started laughing. And it was like, I hadn't heard her laugh in so long that as soon as I heard it, I was like, that is.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yep.
And I went over and she didn't say anything. She just laughed and she squeezed my hands really tight. Aww. And then she put her hands on my cheeks like this and leaned in and kissed my forehead. And then it was over.
Yeah.
And it was like she never spoke. She did laugh. I heard her laugh. But like it was like a laugh like, haha, I got you.
Isn't it funny that
I snuck up on you?
That does sound like something your aunt would do.
Yes.
And that sounds like something grandma would say.
That's why I'm saying. I'm like, there's got to be something to it.
Yeah, where she's like, okay, so yeah, I pop in every once in a while, but I'm mostly traveling the fucking world.
What do you want from me?
Yeah, I am a cloud of mist.
And I'm going.
Let me fucking fly.
Where the wind takes me.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
enough dream talk, I guess.
Jeez. But we are going to go into disgusting stories. And let me tell you, like I've said, we have so many. So many, in fact, that we are going to do an extra Patreon episode with more of these. So if you like these, if you think they're funny, if you want more, and also just because we have really fucking cool shit on Patreon. One of the things is with our tour, we had like pre-sale tickets and stuff of it. There's a lot of perks. So, you know, go check out our Patreon.
And we have been piecing together clips from when we went camping for Camp Tangents.
For the show.
And if there are things that are, I know that there will be.
Yeah.
Whatever is left over, we will be sharing
on our
parts
Patreon.
Of it. On Patreon as well, so you get to see more behind the scenes of like making Camp Tangents and stuff. Daddy Shane really tried hard to play a character and
didn't translate.
It didn't translate at all. And so in that way, it's almost funnier because he tried. He swung and he missed just so fantastically.
He did, but it's okay because we were able to carry it.
Yes.
Carry it through
as
regardless.
We do.
And we did. So patreon.com/ladiesandtangents.
Yep.
You know, go support. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever you got to do. All right. Here we go. We're going to give you disgusting stories. And I'm going to start off with this one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Hello, ladies. My name is Tyra and I use they, them pronouns. I've been watching you guys for a while and you guys make me laugh and cry so, so, so much. Anyways, I am not quite sure where the story goes as it's more like a ouch story. But it works for this. So when I was going into fifth grade, this was a whole new school for me and I didn't know anyone. On the first day, they had an assembly for the whole school to welcome them and everything like that. On this day, I was wearing a cute t-shirt and a skort. Remember skorts?
Yes.
Skirts. But if you pulled aside, it's like, ha, I'm wearing shorts underneath that, you silly bitch.
And if you turned around, it looked like shorts.
It
was basically an apron.
Just a
you have
front
an
apron
sewn onto your shorts.
Hey, but in the 90s, we were fucking.
I'd do it again.
You know, a lot of the trends are coming back. I just fucking watched somebody say, millennials, you're going to be upset, but like straight leggings are out. Now your leggings have to have a flare to them. And that's, I was like, those are yoga pants. Yeah. What the fuck do you mean?
Yes.
That's yoga pants. My sister hasn't stopped wearing those.
Yes.
So she has.
She was like,
just,
I swear to God, these are going to come back.
Yeah. She's worn them long enough now that they are a trend again. Yep. So good for you. You did it. All right. And I think skorts are going to be the same if I'm predicting shit. Okay. The girl I was sitting next to. You know why? Sorry, one more thing. It's because I feel like people start doing that shit ironically, and then it catches on, and then everybody's like, no, this is the thing now. And it's like, you did that shit fucking ironically, you crazies. Okay. The girl I was sitting next to, her name was Nadia. I don't care if we use her name. She was a bitch, and I don't think she listens to the podcast anyways.
All the Nadias are like,
well.
Nadia, if you listen, we want to hear your rebuttal.
I want to hear your side, except I don't, because I'll tell you why. Well, when I was sitting next to her, she pointed out my leg hair and said it was gross for me to have leg hair. In fifth grade.
Hey. Nadia could grow.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
That's what I'm saying. I'm willing. Because let me tell you something.
Because Jerry was a bully too.
Because I was Nadia. Let me tell you. I was on a walk with my sister.
I was the one getting bullied for my fucking leg hair. So I'm like, fuck you all.
Yep.
I never want to talk to you again.
So Randy and I were on a walk yesterday. And I said something like, I'm not the type of person who will knowingly have resources to help someone, but look at them and say, you have to suffer because I had to. Mm. And she goes, maybe not anymore. And I was like, I don't think I was. I go, well, did I have the means then? And she goes, that's a good point. She goes, I also just think that you were a much angrier person before.
You were.
And I was like, I took such offense to it. Almost like she was telling me I was an angry person yesterday. And then I was like, wait a minute. I was an angry person.
Yeah.
I was that person. I was someone who didn't know all that they had been through and hadn't gained tools and understanding of myself. And I had a lot of wounds that weren't being tended to. So like, yes, I did used. It's okay to admit that I did used to be.
Yes.
Angry and mean and vindictive and make fun of leg hair.
Yes.
So
I promise we're going to get back to the story, but I did want to say, touching on that, I had to have that talk with my son because there are people who are being so fucking mean. It just reminds me of what middle school used to be. Like, he was minding his business, reading a book, and some girl walked up to him and just like smacked the book out of his hand. Why? For fucking what?
You know and what I mean? Guarantee someone's like, ooh, she likes you.
Well, and I was like, no, people who like you don't fucking treat you like that. So anyways. But what I
said.
And
if they do, find a different way to tell me.
Yep. But what I said to him was, listen, she has probably been treated like that her whole life. She thinks that that is how you treat people. And that's more sad for her than for you. So, but on that, you don't have to talk to her. You don't have to be around her. You don't have to say anything. You can look at her and say, you're not a nice person and just move away from her.
Yep.
That's all you have to do. So, as much as, yes, we can understand that they are probably angry and have like maybe a terrible situation. You also don't have to make yourself be around them then, because my kid is the type of kid that would be like, I can fix you. And I'm like, don't. You don't have to.
We are speaking about a fifth grade Nadia and not a present day Nadia.
So true.
And so I am leaving space for Nadia to hopefully be a better person.
I don't think she listens. But yes.
If you do, Nadia, let me know.
Yeah. After school that day, I went to my mom and I talked to her about shaving, and she told me I was too young to start shaving. I did not take that as a solid answer, and when I showered that night, I decided to use my mom's razor that she just leaves in the shower. Well, I thought to myself, I've seen my mom shave before. I got this. So then I proceeded to shave my whole entire body, just gliding the razor over anything they could, not really realizing that those are probably blades, right, that are sharp, okay?
Oh, my God.
So I'm shaving my tummy, my arms, and really just anywhere I can glide a razor.
Oh no.
Well, as I'm welding this razor that is quite sharp, I go right over my right nipple and partially slice it off. And it was only hanging on by a slim piece of skin. Yeah. You asked for these. I go straight into, oh God, I have to figure this out or I'm going to get in trouble.
A fifth grader shaved your nipples off?
Just one? Just the right one?
Oh, a fifth grader shaved her nipple off. That's better?
Yes. So I clean myself, the rest of the way up, trying to hold something onto my nipple to control the bleeding. I then just have to find a Band-Aid and slap it on there in hopes that everything will be fine and no one will notice and my nipple will just miraculously heal.
Honestly, that's what I would do.
Same.
I would be like, this will regenerate.
This will work.
Nipples are like octopi.
Well, guess what? Luckily, it actually did work in my favor and I still have a nipple years later.
Does it function the same?
Well, what do you mean? How do nipples function outside of like milk production?
Well, I know that I have very sensitive nipples.
Oh, yeah. I never was blessed with that. That's why I got them pierced like 3 times. That's because I was I can't feel fucking shit on these bitches.
Listen, the nipples are the key to my heart.
Really? Because that's my clit.
I'm sorry. Cut that.
I'm sorry. I immediately regretted it.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
That's disgusting.
Thank you guys for taking time to read this, and I will be so, so happy to hear you guys read it. By the way, I live pretty close to you guys in Canton, so hi from Canton. Oh, shit, so we might know Nadia.
Nadia!
I hope you guys have the best day. Wow, what a story. Hey, thank you so much.
I would love an update on your nipples.
So would I.
I mean, it feels weird asking because...
that seems weird.
I mean, I don't feel weird about asking an adult about their nipples, but because the story was about a fifth grader, I feel weird. But like that, you're an adult now, so it's not weird.
Yeah,
I don't want to know about fifth grade nipples. Don't
surely not, and don't ever say that I do.
I don't.
Don't you fucking twist my words?
I don't want anything to do with that.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, this is a motherhood story, and when I tell you, there's nothing more disgusting than motherhood. I fucking mean that shit with my whole being.
Yes.
Like, there are so many parts of motherhood where I'm like, this is, and you almost become numb to it. Like, my child throwing up into my open ear canal.
Oh, I was going to say mouth.
And mouth.
Yes.
When she was sick, and I didn't react at all. Mouth-faced. I was just like, it's okay. Like,
that's always the response. My kids, obviously, they've had the flu the last week and they both puked on me. And my response was, all right, okay. Hey,
that's fine.
Hey, all right. Hey, let's head to the bath, maybe. Shane, I physically can't get up. There is vomit on me. I would like to minimize where this splashes. So if you could grab the children.
Yeah, it's wild. Okay, here we go. Hi, friends. This is the most disgusting moment of my motherhood journey so far. Rewind to 2017, and I'm a 19-year-old stay-at-home mother to a beautiful 1-year-old baby. My husband is a firefighter, so he, unfortunately, on this day, was working at 24. I'm assuming just got out. That would be incredibly hard.
So at 24, that's like a whole day. 24
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they stay at the station, right?
Yeah,
I think
stay
overnight.
I think so.
It all started out as a wonderful day, though, playing and watching my daughter, who was new to walking, waddling around. That is fun. That's a really fun age.
Yeah.
However, hold on. I'm going to say this. This is not her. This is me. That is the time when like pooping and puking is real. It's not it's not a baby anymore. It's like they're eating solid foods and it is fucking gross.
Well, I had that experience with poop before one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think maybe I've told the story before, but when Ollie was maybe 5-6 months old, we were renovating the upstairs of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were living in the basement. It had the old red, brown, nasty shag carpet
mm-hmm.
and brown paneled walls.
Yeah.
Okay. Dark, dingy dungeon is what we were living in.
Yep.
And I had my poor, poor baby Ollie was constipated all the fucking time.
Yeah.
He would get plugged the fuck up. I remember having to dig shit. Mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. of his ass
mm-hmm.
and he was pushing so hard that when I finally moved the right turd
mm-hmm.
he shot liquid shit 5 feet across the room onto the floor, and because I am who I am, I left it there because I wanted Shane to see how far it went.
Impressive a little bit.
I don't know why I didn't just like mark it,
yeah,
clean it and be like, Shane, this is how far it went. I needed him to physically see
the evidence, and he was at work, correct?
Yep.
So wow.
Yep. Yep.
That's something.
And it's still there to this. No. We ripped that carpet out. That carpet is long gone.
We marked it like we do whenever he grows a little bit on the floor.
Yes.
All right. Around lunchtime or so, I noticed she needed to be changed, the stench of baby caca filling my senses. I carried her to her changing table and laid her down. At this time, we kept the baby diapers under the changing table because there was a perfect little cubby that they fit into, right? Yeah. So I bent down to grab one. And that's, I mean,
poo-poo.
You learn.
Poo-poo
but like,
caca.
I don't grab a new diaper and like, I don't pull the one that's dirty from out from under her until I have a new one fully ready.
Yep. It's raining caca.
So I bent down to grab one. And as I did, I heard the juiciest fart of my life. I looked up at my daughter, who was happily kicking her legs, and noticed poop on the changing table. And as I stood up fully, my very long hair came swinging around my head and smacked me in the face, and it stuck. After realizing that my child sharted in my hair. And then it stuck to her face.
No.
And knowing it was now sliding down my face, deathly close to my eyes and mouth, you asked for these, Jerry. I threw up immediately.
As one would.
And yes, I'm ashamed to say that I threw up fully on my child. She throws up.
She shits on you. You puke on her. She pukes back on you. You shit.
Just on the ground.
Yeah, not on her. You would have to try to get it on her, and that's fucking weird.
I couldn't help it. I panicked because her little hands went straight to the new warmth on her. And so I grabbed her hands, and thankfully I was able to restrain her so she couldn't eat it, which is what all babies will try to
pull. Because they
want to
pull everything into their mouth.
Literally, that's what, why?
Well, you know why? It's because babies are like butterflies, and they figure shit out with their tongues.
I hate it. I wish they wouldn't.
It is a fact.
I hate that. I yoinked her up, and we hurried to the...
This is now a Scooby-Doo story.
And we hurried to the bathroom, leaving a trail of watery poops and vomit. Possibly the lowest point in my life was sitting in the tub cleaning off my kid and myself. Hey, but you did it. And motherhood is all about survival.
100%.
So it's all good. I called my husband in tears, and he thankfully was able to take the rest of the day off so I could pass out from the day's traumatic event.
How do you sell your... How do you go up to your boss and you're like, hey, man, I'm going to have to...
My baby
take a half day.
Shit in my wife's hair and then she puked on it. I think I need to go. That is trauma. 6 years later, and my husband still brings it up randomly, as they and they will forever.
Yep.
I'm able to laugh about it now, but I think the worst possible thing I, as a mother, am able to do is throw up onto my kid. It's really not. Trust me, it's somewhat. It's really not.
Yeah.
I promise. You're okay. Yeah. It happens. So in retrospect, I guess it can't get any worse. Thank you guys for providing me with many laughs. Keep it up. Love you.
Oh my gosh. I will tell you that I have a memory of my dad getting my sisters and I into the bath in the middle of the night because for some reason we all used to sleep in one room. We all used to sleep in like one bed together.
Oh yeah, me and Taylor used to sleep in a twin bed together until we were like in high school.
And I think Sam had a full... And then she had a trundle bed.
I remember that. I used to sleep there when I would spend the night. At your house, I would sleep in Sam's bed.
Well, we all slept in the same room. Yeah. It was all one bed. It was like a four-bedroom house, but we only slept in one room. So me and Randy were sleeping on the full, and Sam was sleeping in the trundle. Randy rolls over, vomits onto Sam. Sam wakes up covered in puke.
Yep.
And so my dad's like, everyone to the bath.
Yep. Jerry's like, I'm not even a part of this. And he's like, get in here.
Doesn't matter.
Trust me, you need in here.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
All right, here we go. Here's another one. I would like to personally think that this one was for you.
For me?
So again, everybody for listening, you asked for this.
Oh no, that means it's going to be real disgusting.
And it is. Here we go. Let's begin. My name is Georgia May, she, her, from the UK, born in 1994, baby.
Georgia May.
Yeah, and there's some parts where she wants me to speak in a British accent, so I'm going to fucking try, but don't yell at me.
Why, Georgia, why?
I used to date this vile specimen of a man back in the day who was such a jealous and insecure, controlling-ass dick that I wasn't even allowed to poop in private without him getting suspicious.
What?
Mm-hmm. The lock on his bathroom didn't work, so meaning, like, if she went to the bathroom, he could just barge in, which is my fucking nightmare. I have been with Corey for over 6 years, and if he walked in on me pooping, I would crumble. I hate it. I can't even think about it.
People sit on my lap while I shit. Like, there is no...
Well, I mean, my kids are different, but I don't want Corey to see. I don't know why.
My bathroom is, like, right across from my bedroom.
Yeah.
My house isn't very big, and so, like, my children
attached to my bedroom.
Well, no. Yeah, but yours is in your bedroom. Yeah, like, Corey would have to go in there.
Oh, I'm talking about it hits me like early morning, and then I'm just like trumpet farting, I'm like, he can fucking hear this shit for sure.
Oh, I don't care about that. But like, I can't even keep the door closed.
Oh, no, you can't.
Not only my kids, Mosby won't let me.
He's the worst.
He headbutts in every single time.
If I'm there shitting and he thinks it's Jerry, he'll try it, and then he looks at me and immediately walks out, and I'm like, what the fuck?
There's a barn door in the basement that like blocks off the bathroom that's
Nicole
down
tried
there.
To be there. Mosby was like, absolutely not.
Mosby fucking almost takes the door off the hinges.
That's very funny.
Mosby's like, no closed doors in my house.
Seriously. Well, and so was this man, apparently, because it says, and by didn't work, that meant that even if I locked the door, he was gonna find a way to open it. Horrifying. Now, hear me out. Other than this being so fucked up as it is, I have ulcerative colitis, which is very similar to Crohn's.
Okay.
And so I need to feel safe when I fucking poop. Okay.
Yep.
And in that house, I did not. Fast forward to one hot summer's afternoon. I needed to poop, but I didn't feel comfortable or brave enough to go, especially as it may take a while. Plus, his bathroom was right next to the bedroom, his bedroom, and the door was wide open. So I did whatever girl does in that situation, and I told him that I was going for a, quote, shower. Meaning, I'm essentially going to turn the shower on and waste a bunch of water while I try and push out a shit and hope the running water covers up any noise that my stinky bottom might make.
Yep.
Been there. Well, I wasn't having any luck relieving myself, so I thought, fuck it, I'll just hop in the shower anyways because I'm sweaty after all the straining of trying to poop. Lo and behold, once I'm naked, standing with the hot water cascading down my body, caressing my compacted stomach, I feel movement. Now, could I have gotten out of the shower and sat back on the toilet? Sure. Did I?
Nope.
So, I pooped into my hand. Hold on. Yep. I shit my asshole. Yep. I spread my legs, squatted, and put my hand between my ass cheeks, and I caught that sucker.
Hey, that's Georgia May. You're a girl after my own heart.
It was so solid and impacted, I shamelessly had to coax it out with a little finger.
Sometimes you gotta.
That's why I said this.
Sometimes you gotta.
The next sentence says, I was literally digging for nuggets. I feel like I need to say, I had every intention of throwing it into the toilet and then flushing it once I was cleaning out of the shower. Wait a minute.
What
were you
going to
do while you were in the shower?
You had every intention.
Hold on. Yeah. But all of a sudden, I hear the door handle wiggle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Wiggle in
that. You better turn into a fucking monkey and throw that poop.
Wiggle in that special way that knocks the lock off the hinge. My heart drops out of my freshly cleared asshole. I panicked, dropped that solid shit right on the floor of the bath so hard that it made a thud.
Oh, no.
And then
Oh, that's my shampoo.
That was Mrs. Doubtfire, I think.
Oh, hello.
And then I used my foot to waffle stomp that fucking caca down the drain. Right here, they put in, for anyone that doesn't know, Urban Dictionary says, and I quote, waffle stomp, the act of stepping on feces in the shower as to push it down the drain through the slotted drain cover, creating a waffle-like poop squirt.
You didn't.
I was plowing down hard on that thing. But who knew that breaking up poop only makes it smell 10,000 times worse? Mm-hmm. By the way,
I don't know if
you've ever been in a shower, but also like the shower smell, like what if I fart?
It intensifies.
It like really intensifies smell. Yeah. One time when I was pregnant, I threw up in the shower because I was sick all the fucking time. Yeah. And then I threw up more because the smell of the throw up was so bad.
It's like there's like more droplets for the smell to like hold on to.
It was horrible. It was horrible. I literally was just laying in the bath on the bottom of the shower and I was just like, ugh, this is so bad. So anyways, be careful getting pregnant, guys, because you will fucking throw up everywhere. Yeah. I was plowing down hard on. Okay, yep, we got that.
I don't love plowing is the word.
No, plowing is good.
I'm just going to pretend that it's like a language thing since you're in the UK.
To which point that arsehole, this is a language, of a man pushed his way into the bathroom, heaved a couple times, covered his airways and said, this says Sierra, I need your best British cunt wad man here.
Okay.
Voice here. What the fuck? That's his gag. Have you shit yourself? It fucking stinks. Dad, you good?
That's my shampoo.
Okay, here we go. Wait. With my foot over the drain and multiple remaining poo pieces squished in between my toes, I said, again, parentheses, calmly but slightly out of breath, British female goddess voice. Oh, I know. Must be a problem with your drains.
You must call the plumber at once.
Please, it's not me. Your drains are fucking stinky poop.
We need a tradie in here immediately.
That really was an awful year of a relationship. He was a very cruel human who loved to try and humiliate me and make me feel very small and unworthy. But if it's any consolation, I did also shit on his dick once. So who was really in control in that relationship? Hang on. It gets better. Ready? Funnily enough, as I write this, another memory floods in. This, Georgia May, you're a fucking menace. And I mean that as the highest compliment. Here we go. Speaking of disposing my poo in a mad panic state, all because of trying to make my holes perfect for douchebags of what is men. Years prior to this incident, I had a different French ex-partner and we'd booked a fancy-ass hotel overnight stay for Valentine's Day back when I lived in France.
Uh-huh.
Fancy.
Oh.
France.
Oh.
Oh. Oui, oui. I needed to poo but didn't want the bathroom to smell like shit. Of course.
Right. Mailed.
Because you're a fucking lady. Uh-huh. So I took the handful of poop and I threw it out the window.
You did it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
As you do when you're young and you want to seem like a perfect princess who doesn't have bowel movements. I would like to formally say that this isn't your fault and that I do blame the societal patriarchal expectation that women can't do anything
gross.
Normal, but just a normal human thing, like pooping.
Poop.
So this is not your fault. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, isn't it weird that like that was a thing when we grew up that people were like, girls don't poop. And I was like, what do you think happens?
It was so funny too because men or the boys that we grew up with were so proud of their stinky, stinky fart butt poop.
Yes.
Belches. Like anything gross, they were like,
hey,
and then if a girl did it, they were like, you fucking foul beast of a woman.
I really, really embraced
you went for it.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
I know, and you did.
And also fouler.
I know, and it was amazing. You really paved the way.
I'm just the modern day feminist. Shitting into my own hand.
Yeah, and I was just hairy. So I feel like I also helped.
Poopy and Hairy.
Yeah.
That's our name. Take on feminism. Or take on the Poopy and Harry take on the patriarchy.
I love that. Somebody write a fucking children's book.
That is a children's book.
That's beautiful.
Aww.
I love it. I needed, okay.
Stinky.
So
I'll gotta be stinky and Harry stinky take and on Harry. The patriarchy.
That's beautiful. So out the window it went. The following morning, as we checked, we overheard the hotel manager questioning staff about a mysterious human-looking poo found on the gardens by the gardener. My bad. The car
okay,
ride
at least
home,
it didn't land like on someone.
No, just in the gardens. The car but ride
hey, that
home was,
is helpful.
Yeah.
That is
a fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
Okay, yeah.
Compost.
The car ride home was fun. My disgusted French boyfriend who worked in hospitality would not stop ranting about how disgusting, disrespectful, and unforgivable it was for someone to have done such a horrific thing in such a stunning place. I nodded along, partly because I agreed, but mostly because the roads were really bumpy. If only he'd known I threw that poo out the window for him.
Yes.
And I fake gagged on his tiny dick because I cared about it. Men are stupid. The end.
What a beautiful, beautiful George story, May. Georgia May. Wow. You really are a menace in the best way.
A menace. And yeah, I mean that. I do have three more, so we're going to power through these. You ready?
Three more for this?
Yeah, they're okay. Important. Right. Trust me.
Okay.
This one is titled, I Gave My Boyfriend a Goat Poop Disease. Here we go.
Goat poop disease?
Hi, ladies. Boy, do I have a story for you both that absolutely screams, that's disgusting. My name is Alice Ann, she, her, and this is the story of how I gave my ex-boyfriend and all my friends a poop disease from a goat. In high school, I was looking for volunteer opportunities, and I found a farm that needed some help feeding their baby goats. For some reason, they had like 30 of them and not enough mothers or farmhands to feed them all at once. So like you would literally just go there and bottle feed these babies.
Oh,
I would fucking sign up immediately. I first went on my own and thought it was amazing. So I decided to bring my boyfriend at the time and some of my friends the next time I went. The procedure was that you show up, they hand you a bottle of milk and a baby goat, and you just sit with them while they get all sleepy and milk drunk and feed them at the bottom.
Oh, I know.
I'd
much rather do that than goat yoga because, like, then I don't want to
get off
out.
My back, you fucking goat.
You fucking goat.
It sounds adorable, right? Yes, but also no. And here's where all the shit happens. So the day after I took my friends on my little goat adventure, I started getting the worst bubble guts I've ever had in my whole life. I'm talking pissing out of my ass situation. I had to miss school and lay on the floor of my bathroom with a blanket and pillow for 3 days, slowly getting more gross and more dehydrated.
Yeah.
Been there. I honestly have. It's fucking terrible. Come to find out, all of my friends and my boyfriend also got super sick shortly after goat time as well. And of course, I was the least sick.
What time is it?
Goat time. I was the least sick out of all my friends. Most of them were out of school for a whole week with horrible vomiting and diarrhea.
Doctor writes a note and it's like, they were allowed to miss school because they had the goat poop disease.
Well, they didn't know yet. They just were like, hey, I literally can't get off the bathroom floor. I've had to call people and be like, I know that I'm supposed to be here for this meeting, this whatever, but like, I will shit myself on my way to you. Is that what you want?
Yep.
No?
I mean, I've
okay,
had to,
fine.
I've had to do that, but with Ollie, when he's like, can you read me a book? And I was like, do you mommy's want gonna shit herself. I would love to read you a book. I physically can't get off the toilet.
Yes, I can't. Do you want poopy in your room? Probably not. After a few days, my boyfriend and I start to feel better. So I went to his house for dinner. While sitting in the room across the table from my ex's dad and directly next to his mom, I started to get the dreaded bubble guts again.
No.
Yeah.
Bubble guts. Bubble guts.
When I was reading this, I literally did that out loud by myself.
As you should. And I can't tell you guys how many times I'll be editing and one of us will say something and then I will
do the stim.
Yes.
Right before you do it here.
Yes.
We did it recently when we were editing stuff for the show, the tour that we're having coming up, and I would make a joke or a stim that I would do normally, and then I end up doing it on there, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm still in stink. I'm still in stink with myself.
It is concerning that both of those things happen to be her saying she would light her own car on fire, but that's neither here nor
word.
There.
And anyway. I will again. I'll do it right now. I stood up quickly and ran to the bathroom, but before I knew it, the shit was happening and happening so fast. I ripped my pants off and tried to sit on the toilet, but the speedy shit started hitting the floor. Oh my God. before I was able to sit down fully. I then had to clean up the bathroom my pants and the best that I could before I was going to have to return to the dinner table and finish my dinner because I was too scared to ask to go home.
People are like, why didn't you just go home? Well, because it's homecoming.
Yeah, and it's terrifying to have to be like, I shitted myself. Take me home. Like,
I'm 16 years old, but I poop in my pants and I have to go home.
But give baby a diaper because I am pooping.
I have to go change my undies because I poopy. I had an accident.
I'm not going to do it. I know, especially at 16, I'm not going to fucking do it.
No. What's my alternative? I do go home and change my poopy undies.
Shit pants for the rest of your life?
And then I go back to the dance? And no. I was like, sorry, everybody. Because I think it
was... Shitted myself.
I think it was a situation where, like, if you leave the dance, you can't come back.
Yeah, plus, also, at that point in time, if you told one person, everybody would have known by the rest of the night. Like, that's...
It was, like, a rule that if you left, they just, like, assumed you were going to go, like, get drunk or something or, like, bring stuff back in.
That was for me.
So... I was like, I can't tell them what I'm going to go up to them and say, hey, I have to leave, but I would like to come back. Here's my shitty underwear as proof.
Our senior year, they had a breathalyzer for that reason.
Yes. I ran the breathalyzer when I was a teacher.
I know. I had to sneak in some alcohol. Anyways, don't do that.
And I think maybe I told this story, but it was on April Fool's Day and I told so many kids that they failed.
Oh, Jerry.
I was like, I'm just fucking with you. Have a good time.
Get in there, you fucking crazy kid. Have fun.
Yeah.
All right. I then had to desperately try to keep my external anal sphincter from spewing more poo for the remainder of dinner and while being driven home. I felt so bad for stinking up my boyfriend's car with my poopy butt, but it turns out he was an absolute asshole, so he definitely deserved it. I nearly shit my pants multiple times for multiple days thereafter, but eventually I felt better, for real this time, and I returned to school. By the time I was feeling better, I saw that the farm posted an announcement on social media stating that they had to shut down their volunteer operations due to a disease that was being spread by the baby goats that was getting the volunteers sick. It turns out when baby goats aren't being fed from their mom or they begin bottle feeding too early, they can develop a certain bacteria or something in their poop that can cause humans to get very sick. Then it says in parentheses, I may be totally off base on the science of it because I can't remember the name of the disease for the life of me, but that's the basic idea.
Got it.
So long story short, by the transitive property, I gave all of my friends a goat poop disease. I hope you enjoyed my Dust Disgusting story. If you read it, thank you both for being a light in this world and for letting me Google with you on my commutes to work.
Compilation.
Your mental health and relationship trauma discussions have validated me and my experiences more than I could have imagined, and I will forever be grateful for you two for helping me heal. P.S. I attached a photo of me and the goat that did my pooper in, and he was really cute. And this was not his fault. Lots of love. And this is the baby.
Oh, that so baby could do whatever it wanted.
I don't care. I'll get so sick off of your ass.
I will get so poopy for you, goat.
So poopy for you.
Aw.
Okay, do I have... Okay, I have one more. I have one more. We'll do one.
That was like a... It just... Every time you talk about goats, I think about the time I saved that goat's life.
Yeah.
And that episode, everyone likes. Is the work story episode. Remember?
Yeah, Duke, because you did the goat impression, do it.
No.
Yeah, you're good at it.
I'm congested.
Try it.
Try
I would
better.
Say it's better.
It's probably better.
I would
than
honestly
that.
Say more accurate.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. There's different goat sounds. That was, I don't know what, if I had pictures of the goats, I could tell you which one that one is. I don't know the goats, the goat breeds.
Yeah.
The breeds of goats.
That's. Sure.
They're like big dogs, though. I wish you could have fucking, like, worked with me when I was working at the zoo.
That's kind of my, like, I would have loved that
the
job.
Way those
you know
goats,
I would have loved that fucking
the way
job.
Those goats would just fucking hop up into the window and then just fucking
looking for crackers.
And the way I would just be like, here you go.
Here, all the time.
And their fucking eyes are just like over here, like they're wide mouth basses.
No, they're crazy.
They are crazy. They're crazy.
Goats are fucking wild.
Yeah. And you scratch their nose and they get a little bit sleepy looking.
Do they?
They do. They do. But then you have to immediately wash your hands.
Yeah, because they have diseases.
They do have diseases. And also, I have some texture issues.
Yes. There's a film.
It's not even a film. It's just the goat fur is just kind of like, I don't like how it feels. And it does kind of leave like a dusting
residue.
Yeah.
I know this because we've gone into like petting zoos.
Yep.
And the only ones are like farm animals that are all fucking gross. Yeah. And so we'll pet them and I'm like,
yeah.
The sensory issues in me is like, get this fucking shit. You know what
I
do like?
I fucking love pygmy goats.
Okay.
Because
they're very cute. And they got big round bellies.
They do have big round bellies.
I love their bellies.
They look like Santa Claus. Santa Claus was a goat. But not Krampus.
No.
Not Krampus.
Krampus is scary as fuck.
Different. But.
And also kind of sexy.
Pick me sounds like pick me.
Yeah.
And they really were. They were such pick me goats because they would try and take the crackers from other people. I think I told you about Norman, who was the goat we had to keep separate because he was so fucking overweight because he took the crackers. He was mean. He would fucking run and headbutt all the other goats in the side to get them away.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because he wanted the crackers. But they would stick their heads.
I'm Norman.
Through the fence to try to get to you. And sometimes you wouldn't even be looking. And all of a sudden you'd just be at your pocket. And you'd be like, what the fuck? And a goat would be through the fence. I fucking love goats.
I might fuck
around and get a goat on my land.
And I want you to, because I've always said that I would have a small farm. And by small farm, I mean I want ducks, I want chickens, I want goats. That's it.
Yep.
Biggest animal I want, fucking goats.
No one's fucking my goats.
No one, but other goats. Goats can fuck each other on my farm, and I know that. That's fine.
Wait a minute.
They're not allowed?
No, they can't. Can goats eat aluminum cans?
What?
I think goats can eat aluminum cans. I don't think they're supposed to.
But they do?
I think so. We look it up.
You know pigs eat anything? Pigs will eat anything. Even human.
What?
Yeah, that's like a thing.
I want a pig.
Yeah, me too. Actually, you know what? I'll fuck around and get a pig on my farm too. Pigs are literally, they're like garbage disposals. So they've always said, like, if you want to commit the perfect crime, you'd feed your dead person to a pig because they'll eat it. They'll eat it all.
I've never heard that, not one time in my life.
You never read Silence of the Lambs?
No.
Okay, well, you got to read that series.
First of all, in what world would I think a pig was involved when the book's
about...
It's not
Silence of the Lambs, so don't yell, but read the series.
About quiet lambs.
No. Actually, it's about not quiet.
It's about loud lambs?
You got to read the fucking
book. That's going to be the name of my farm. Welcome to Loud Lambs, where the goats eat aluminum cans and the pigs eat people.
Come at your own risk. And I mean that for the goats, because they will get pregnant.
And you will leave.
Them.
You will leave and you will shit yourself, because these goats got a disease.
I need to read this last story to you.
I'm sorry.
Really, really, really good.
Okay.
Okay.
I just really like goats.
I know, but you're going to really enjoy this story.
Okay.
Because it's one of my faves.
Okay.
Only because I feel like I could really see myself. A lot of these stories I felt were a Jerry situation. This is a Sierra.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm interested to see what a Des Disgusting Sierra situation is.
Well, you'll understand. Hello, Miss Ladies. My name is Anonymous. They're not even going to fucking... She, her. First, I would like to start off by saying just how freaking much I adore you two.
Aww.
I'm from Central Ohio and started listening to you guys during peak COVID. Ugh, rough. At the time, I was 20 years old with my ex and his horribly right-sided family, as in his dad went to the Capitol on January 6th. Yikes.
Oh.
And not so close to my toxic immediate family. To say I felt alone in an awful world full of awful people was an understatement. You two helped me see the beauty in the world again and helped me not feel so fucking lost in little old Ohio. I feel you. Thank you for that so much. I've learned, laughed, and cried so much while driving, cleaning, and procrastinating with you guys. You have been my besties, and each week I look forward to Tuesdays. So thank you so much for what you do. Your effort is not unnoticed. I really love that this is how it starts, knowing that I know how it ends.
I was going to say, this is so nice.
Oh, it's so good. Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay, enough with the gushy stuff. Let's get on with how... I love it. To how I did the dirtiest of dirties in front of my entire ex's extended family. Yes, the MAGA people. So who cares, right?
Did you take a MAGA shit?
You ready? Oh, it's good. Picture this. It's 2021, a few weeks after my 21st birthday, and my ex's sister, let's call her Tina. I will say, as much as I want to shit on your ex's family, Tina sounds like a fucking beacon of light in this story. She sounds like a down-ass bitch. Tina. I like Tina for this story. So Tina and I decided to spend that Friday down by the river drinking and tanning. You see how it's a CC story already?
I was going to say it's giving Ohio. Okay.
Tina owned a good portion of flatland by a river that was frequented by kayakers on sunny days. So we're out there. It's noon and it's 90 plus degrees out. I'm five White Claws in on an empty stomach and my naive ass realizes I've overdone it. I would like to take this section to stop for a minute. I know I drink on this podcast, but I do want to give you a little bit of, I would say, older sisterly advice. If you're drinking, especially if you're drinking outside in the heat, you need to remember that the effects that you feel from alcohol are highly exacerbated by dehydration.
Yes.
Alcohol is a diuretic.
Sure.
That's what it's called, which means that it actually thins your blood, makes you pee more, which makes you dehydrated. That's
and
why you pee fucking pee
comes
all the time.
From your blood.
That's the truth. So because of that, if you are drinking outside by a river, by a pool in the summer, they may seem refreshing and you may be like, wow, these are going down so fast. It's because you're fucking thirsty.
Yes.
You need to put a water, at least one bottle of water between every one of those drinks. Not only will it slow you down on the amount you're actually drinking.
Yes.
But it will also hydrate you, which is what you need. And especially on an empty stomach, you need to fucking. That's why this person, what happens, happened to them.
Got
okay?
it.
Not that I know that that's why, but I'm just saying. I've spent my fair share of time accidentally drinking what I thought I could drink inside, outside by the pool.
Yep.
Very different. Very different. Here we go. Tina and I are trying our best to get service to have a pizza delivered. And with much effort, we failed miserably. I then eat an entire sleeve of Oreos to try to fight off the spins that were haunting me. And again, that failed miserably. The last thing I remember before falling asleep under a tree was violently puking in front of a nice family with multiple young children who were canoeing down the river.
Oh, no.
This is such an Ohio story.
It sure is.
I woke up dry heaving, supposedly hours later, to Tina's husband finally pulling in with some pizza. But of course, I couldn't eat that shit yet because now you're fucking sick and your stomach's not doing well. And so I sat under the tree while my entire ex's family and Tina's husband's family showed up to have a cookout. My ex was out of town for work. I love that she's just there with none of his family. That's fucking, again, such a thing that I would do.
Do you know that Shane was in Florida and I literally went to his cousin's graduation party? Like, I helped set up for it.
Yes, I've gone to
weddings.
He wasn't
even here.
I've gone to weddings for Corey's side of the family, like people he knew
yep.
with his family without him.
Yep.
He had to work. I was
yep.
like, I'm here now. This is my family.
Yep.
I tried my best to hide the fact that I was so violently ill from drinking only five White Claws, but honestly, it was probably more like 10 because
yes.
of the heat. And I was able to eat
still
some.
A lot.
No, for real. Like five is a White Claws sneak up on you.
Yes.
They really do. And I was able to eat some only then for the post-blackout bubble guts to start bubble gutting. I looked at Tina and I said, I'm about to start shitting in my bikini and I can't get to your car or go to your house or I'll puke. And I don't think I can make it into the woods. Get away from me because I'm about to diarrhea under this tree.
Get away. I can't get away. So I need you to get
you
away.
To go. This is how
you
I know.
You need to go. Go. Leave me here.
Help yourself.
Save yourself.
This is how I know that Tina's a down-ass bitch. Are you ready? She then so kindly grabbed my hand, and next thing I know, I'm waist-high in the water, my bikini bottoms in one hand, my other hand holding hers so that the current didn't knock my dizzy ass over, and I'm shitting in front of all of my family members in the river.
Do you want to stop state ball? No. Not me.
Not you. Not Hermione.
You. In the river. Take your pants off. Shit.
Have a shit. I look over and I see two guys on kayaks floating by, and Tina laughs, saying, "Don't worry, we'll never see them again." I was hoping this was a fever dream, and everyone on land looked so confused as to what was happening, like what they were doing over there. Except for that one drunk uncle who kept yelling, "Turn around so the river will clean your ass."
Hey, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Shut up. Hey, mind your business. I wobbled back to land, didn't say a word, and just drank water until I could fathom what I had done. Anyways, the story's not over yet, my friends. After a couple of hours, I got the cravings for greasy food. So Grandma took Tina and I down the road to a dive bar to get some chicken wings to go. Mm. Only for me to walk in and I see the two kayakers sitting at the bar. Do you see why I say it would be a me fucking story?
Of course that's who's at the bar.
My face turned so red and I turned towards the door before they started laughing. What are the odds?
They're yeah, I know who you are, even with your pants on.
I still ate the wings. With your pants on. I still ate the wings. I still ate the wings. Why is that so hard for me to say?
I stuck the wings right up my ass. I said, never again. I'm plugging this bitch up. I'll never poop again. Not here, never.
And years later, I got the hell out of that fucking family and can no longer be called, to my face, the river shitter.
Oh my gosh. That's honestly a great
kind
nickname.
Of a sick nickname.
For sure.
The river shitter.
Have I ever told you kids about the river shitter?
You ever heard about the river shitter?
You ever heard about the river shitter?
That's exactly how they said it.
It's a long, long story. Come on over here, kids. Don't you go over there. Let me tell you about the river shitter.
Back in 1914, I came face to face with the river shitter myself.
They say the river shitter still lurks in these waters.
Shitting, rivering. I now tell the story to my friends, trying to laugh it off and hope that will be the worst poop story that I can share with the pod. Got this far, thanks for embarking on my poop journey with me. I hope I can make you laugh and entice you to do a local show. Well, river shitter, where are you from?
River shitter.
You tell us.
Didn't you say Central Ohio?
Babe,
see, Columbus.
We're coming. You better fucking be there. Okay. All the love and support. Sign the river shitter.
Sign the river shitter.
Yeah. Take back that name, just like we did with Kent.
Yes. Yes.
We like it.
I pooped in a lake.
I've pooped in so many bodies of water, and I know you're not supposed to, but also like the fish are doing it. So hey. I'm going to.
Hey, we poop in water anyway, right?
Into my toilet bowl.
Just because I now fit in the bowl doesn't mean that it's not okay for the poop to be here.
Just because other people are swimming in this toilet bowl.
Well, did I tell you that I took my kids to go on a boat ride with a family friend? And yes. I was like, hey, is this the place that you used to take us when we were kids? And she was like, yeah, this is the little beach area that we used to play. And I looked at Ollie and Forrest and I go, mommy pooped right out there. Right out there. I held on to that rope, which is where it drops off, where we can't touch anymore. I held on to that rope and I fucking pooped in that lake.
And I fucking did that shit. Here's the thing, too. If you're like, that's gross. You come here to Ohio and you look in the Tuscarawas River. You tell me my shit's the grossest thing in that fucking thing. Like, I promise it's not. I have seen so many dead fish in that bitch. Yeah. There's something else happening. Chemicals are being...
They're dead because we shit in it.
Absolutely not.
I shitted in their water and they died.
That's not why.
River shitter.
It's because there's chemicals in that lake. I'm telling you, that river.
You know why there's chemicals in the lake? Because there's shit in the lake and they need to counteract it.
It's not.
It's ethanol from our poop.
The cows are getting methane gas. It's going to ruin our fucking planet. Anyways, that's on fucking whatever. Here's
that's
the thing.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
There's you guys are fucking foul.
So many more. And you will get to hear them if you join our Patreon. And also, come see us on tour. We have a fucking great show for you. And we're really excited.
And there's some fucking that's disgusting stuff that happened when we were camping.
It's pretty true. And also, if you are, I'm going to bully Florida for just a little bit longer. But
yeah,
just Florida, I need you to know that there's also meet and greet still available. So like, those sold out really quick everywhere else. So allegedly, the last time we checked, there were.
Yes.
But check on that. And I know too, here's the thing as well. I've heard that some people who already got tickets, if you call the venue, you might be able to upgrade to a meet and greet.
Yes,
so
if you want to
do that as well, because there were a couple messages I got asking that question. So
yes, because I also know that there were some venues that didn't like initially have
post them.
Yes. Yeah. They should all have them available. And the meet and greets, the VIP tickets reserve front row for you, or like the front.
And I will say this confidently, if you are in the front row, you definitely might be a little bit a part of the show.
Yes.
So there might be some interaction happening.
Also,
there are perks.
Have a meet and greet part afterwards.
Yeah.
And also you might get a special little something something.
So true. So true.
To take home with you.
Yep.
That was so weird.
Very good timing.
It's not often that we get the music to play us out like in actual
exactly
time.
Exactly when it happened. That made me feel good though that we did this well.
Yeah.
I thought it went way too long, but apparently not. We're good.
Well, the last one was an hour and a half, so.
Fuck it.
We're just giving you long bitches. Don't expect this all the time.
No.
Don't expect this all the time.
Don't
okay?
do it.
Anyway. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We love you so much.
We do.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.